You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. This was the worst day of 2019. It was Black Monday on Dalal Street. What should investors be doing now and what happened on Black Monday are all the things I bring to you on this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, it was not just the Monday blues, it was a black Monday for Dalal Street as benchmark indices saw their worst fall of 2019 on the rise in crude oil prices, which hit a five-month high, also pushing the rupee to a six-month low. The S&P BSE Sensex plunged nearly 500 points, while Nifty 50 closed below its crucial psychological support, placed near 11,600 levels. Ongoing earnings season and upcoming F&O expiry would further fuel the volatility. Investors should stay put in the market as the index has a strong base near 11,550 on the Nifty. What was the final tally on Dalal Street? The BSE Sensex plunged 495 points to close at 38,645, while the Nifty 50 closed 158 points down at 11,594. Both indices saw their worst session since the 21st of December, according to a Reuters report. In terms of sectors, oil and gas, realty, banks, metal, as well as auto stocks remained under pressure. The Nifty Bank plunged 535 points to close at 29,687, weighed down by losses in Yes Bank, IndusInd Bank, Punjab National Bank, ICICI Bank and Bank of Baroda. Ritesh Asher, Chief Strategy Officer at KIFS Trade Capital, told Money Control, and I quote, "What we saw today was the biggest fall in 2019, but there is no reason to worry because India could still outperform if crude touches $75 a barrel. However, above $80 a barrel, there would be some concern for markets which could hurt macros and earnings for India Inc. But at this point in time, we don't recommend investors who went long on the index to book profits. Instead, they should sit tight. Technically, 11,550 is a strong support for the index," unquote. More from that interview with Ritesh and Kshitij coming towards the end of the podcast, so do stick around. Which were some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street? Shares of Jet Airways ended 5% lower on Monday today after hitting a new 52-week low of 132.20 rupees, losing 20% in morning trade. KPR Mill shares gained 5% as the board of directors will consider buyback of shares on the 29th of April. Alembic Pharmaceuticals rose 5% after the U.S. health regulator approved teriflunomide tablets, which are available in 7 and 14 mg strength. Shares of GVK Power and Infrastructure surged 7%. As the company is going to sell 49% stake in its airport subsidiary. Goa Carbon ended 7% lower after the company reported quarter four net loss at 8.8 crore rupees against a profit of 11.8 crore rupees year on year. So Goa Carbon, GVK Power and Infrastructure, Alembic Pharmaceuticals, KPR Mill and Jet Airways making some noise for good and bad reasons. Finally, a quick look at markets around the world. The European markets are shut on account of the Easter weekend, which also spills over into Monday. Asian markets ended mixed on Monday today as Japan's Nikkei 225 ended marginally higher at 22,217.9, while Kospi closed flat at 2,216.65. On the other hand, Shanghai Composite shed 1.7% at 3,215.04. Well, you heard a little snippet from what he had to say. Listen to the whole interview now as Kshitij Anand, our own Kshitij, speaks to Ritesh Asher of KIFS Trade Capital. That's coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Ritesh Asher, Chief Strategy Officer at KIFS Trade Capital. Well, welcome to the podcast, Ritesh.
Hi, Kshitij.
Well, Ritesh, it was a manic Monday on the street, you know, as boiling crude oil prices pushed benchmark indices below their crucial support levels. In fact, we saw Nifty closing below 11,600 levels. So what should investors actually do now, you know, book profits if they've been long on the index as the market is likely to drift further or stay tight?
Yeah, you are right. I think it is the biggest fall of 2019 so far. But if you look at it, we don't see any reason to worry at this level for investors. Mm-hmm. In fact, India has an ability to perform well even at the level where the crude oil rises at 75 barrel. The reason of the concern for the investors would nearly by 80 barrel if we can consider threshold level, and it might be started as discrepancy issues at micro levels and hunting our earnings also. Mm-hmm. But at current point in time, I don't find we should start making booking profit and we should worried about it. I think technically 11,550 is a strong support for the Nifty, and I may expect the expiry is also due on this Thursday. Mm-hmm. So there is some level of relief may expected in the market in next 2 to 3 trading session.
Perfect. Yeah, I think that should soothe the investors now. Talking about some of the macro concerns, the rupee also came under pressure tracking the crude oil prices. So what is your call on oil and gas sector?
See, if you look at overall oil and gas sector, let me first explain you, it has been distributed in two categories. First is coming as an OMC, that is oil marketing company, and secondly it is coming as an oil exploration. Mm-hmm. See, when it comes to crude oil prices increasing and at the same time the rupee is also increasing, so at that point in time oil and marketing company is under pressure, so it will be treated as a negative for oil and marketing company. You might be considered Castrol India, HPCL for this matter. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to oil exploration, wherein they are depending upon the 70-80% of their portfolio as in domestic distribution as an exploration of the oil, then it is a positive for GAIL India and ONGC for this matter. So oil and gas sector will be divided into oil marketing company. Whenever the crude oil price is increasing, it is negative for the oil marketing company and it is always positive for the oil exploration company. So you might be considered it is very positive for ONGC, GAIL, Petronet LNG, IGL, Gujarat Gas for this matter.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Ritesh. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kinjal. Yeah.
That's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened today on Black Monday on Dalal Street. Will the shade continue to be darker tomorrow, or will there be a ride of the bulls on Dalal Street? And will the trend see a change in the coming days? All of that will be answered first thing in the morning. And of course, over the course of tomorrow when we return, you can write into us in the meanwhile, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me. Oh, before I forget, today we're going to be taking a look at T.N. Seshan, the man who has been credited with revamping the Election Commission and whose legacy, some people say, is not maintained in the Election Commission as we see it today. So more from that piece as you listen to the Digging Deeper podcast that is going to come to you later today. And of course, you can always join us tomorrow in the morning with a morning walk down Dalal Street and stock picks of the day. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.